Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It is so important that you are engaged. It is so important that you're going to go out and vote. We do not have the luxury of disengagement.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says Californians need a senator who can fight for democracy and stand up to former President Donald Trump. As the leading Democrat in that state's nonpartisan Senate primary, Schiff seems positioned to replace the late Dianne Feinstein. Early returns in the 15 states voting on Super Tuesday favor President Joe Biden and Trump, but with former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley doing very well in places. Lagging in delegates, Haley has not said if she'll stay in the race, but says she no longer feels bound to endorse the Republican nominee.
The choice comes down to this. We can either have more of the same, or we can go in a new direction.
Some exit polls suggest the economy and immigration are top voter concerns. In North Carolina, Republican Mark Robinson won the nomination for governor. The controversial lieutenant governor endorses occult and satanic conspiracy theories and makes virulent online attacks on gays, immigrants, and Jews. He'll face Democratic State Attorney General Josh Stein in what has been a competitive state. Following the Supreme Court's ruling that Colorado can't remove Trump from the ballot, some House Democrats say they'll revive long-shot legislation to disqualify insurrectionists from office. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says the high court punted, leaving it up to Congress.
And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that, and there was also a 57-43 vote in the Senate.
Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona says she won't seek re-election. The idiosyncratic former progressive angered Democrats by opposing big White House bills. Last year, she spent months negotiating bipartisan border security legislation, which was ultimately rejected by Senate Republicans. Announcing her retirement, Sinema cited the lack of cooperation.
Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year.
Her departure clears the way for Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego to face former TV anchor Carrie Lake, who has promoted numerous false election claims. New Mexico Governor Lujan Grisham has signed legislation banning guns near polling stations with broad exemptions. Grisham points to the state's high rate of gun-related injuries.
Fewer guns on the streets makes everyone safer, and I'm focused on everyone's constitutional rights, not just those the NRA says I should be focused on.
And three-quarters of Arizona voters now use no-excuse early mail-in ballots, but House Republicans there say the system no longer works. They've passed a bill that would force in-person voting this November. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.